It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. President Trump is threatening tariffs of at least 20% on more than two dozen countries if they don't reach trade agreements by August 1st. That includes the European Union, Canada, Mexico, and Japan, in addition to the ongoing trade dispute with China.
Businesses in Wisconsin that conduct international trade are trying to navigate the already existing tariff increases and the shifting economic landscape's potential impact on their goods. We're checking in on the local impacts of tariffs and trade disputes for the state and how companies are responding.
Sandy Siegel is with us, president and managing director of ME Day and Company in Milwaukee. Sandy, welcome back to the show.
Thanks. Thanks for having me back, Kate.
It's been a little over 2 months or so since we talked about tariffs and the trade uncertainty out there. You're a longtime customs broker. What has changed for your clients since we last spoke? What's different now?
Well, I guess I'll start with what's not different is it's still, as you say, uncertain and a bit chaotic. What's changed, I think we're all coming to terms with the tariffs that are coming and trying to prepare, and I'll emphasize trying, really difficult when it's been so volatile and, changing on a moment's notice. I think we were all hopeful that the August 1 deadline might be postponed and pushed out again, President Trump did in April, and that, doesn't look like it's going to happen. And he's come out pretty strong saying, the tariffs are going in August 1, so get ready. So I guess what has changed, if anything, is people scrambling and trying to do what they can in such a short window to adjust and to prepare.
What is preparation like? What are some of the tasks on the to-do list for a customs company preparing for August 1?
For our customers, both importing and exporting, in the short term, they're trying to either get goods in or get goods shipped out before the tariffs change. But again, some of the announcements come with such little lead time, it's difficult to even do that. So a lot of importers who are affected, obviously, by all these tariffs coming in, were already looking at where they might move their manufacturing, their supply chains, their sourcing, and so forth. And those things don't come quickly or easily. And certainly if you've got really complicated manufacturing, those sorts of things can take years to repurpose and move and find the right factories, tooling partners, and so forth. So, but for those that can more easily adjust and make changes, they started looking around and now they're getting more serious, I guess, or actually taking action and trying to move production and so forth. But that is not necessarily successful, I'll just say, in an economic way. I have one customer just this week we chatted with who was shifting their production to Japan and trying to get out of China. And now Japan's being hit with one of the higher, tariff rates. So it's, again, really challenging in such a volatile market.
What are your clients saying as they try to shift production and move their supply chains? Any thoughts on moving their manufacturing and their sourcing onto U.S. soil?
Certainly everyone recognizes that's the agenda, of our government and so forth. But, you're aware, getting the right, the ability to the labor market and, some of these industries are very difficult in the U.S. and challenging. And again, moving these supply chains overnight is not easily, not quick or easy. And people that I have talked to in the manufacturing sector, they're the cost of doing business, manufacturing in the U.S. is certainly much higher. The labor market is certainly much higher. And again, some of the skill sets are not there. And the general consensus is, you know, it won't fill jobs. It will be, you know, robotics and automation if and when we move some of this production back to the U.S. You know, Brazil's a really good example. And they got hit with one of the worst tariffs in the various letters sent. And Brazil is threatened with a 50% tariff. And it's and I think just this week, President Trump called for an investigation on other unfair trade practices by Brazil, and citing the large, the trade imbalance and so forth. And we actually had a trade surplus with Brazil. And we've also, President Trump has alleged there's an economic threat, and so forth. And, again, you know, the biggest trade surplus we have with some of these countries like Brazil is apparel. And we don't want to, you know, President Trump has even said, we don't want to make apparel in the U.S. That isn't, you know, our core talent, our labor force and so forth. So there's a lot of inconsistencies in, you know, the actions being taken and the reality of being able to meet those objectives of bringing industry back to the U.S.
Sandy Siegel is with us, president and managing director of ME Day & Company Milwaukee. As we talk about the impacts of President Trump's ongoing tariffs and trade disputes and what it feels like for Wisconsin companies. Sandy, we talked previously about how some companies over-ordering supplies, stockpiling their inventories before these levies took effect. How well has that gone over as a strategy for your clients?
Well, I think, you know, again, get back to planning and, you know, the inability to plan, which makes life difficult for all of us, right? And that uncertainty. We definitely saw a lot of front loading in Q1, as you say. So it was a really strong Q1, which is not traditionally, you know, higher volumes in imports. And this is the season that is typically peak season. And as people are getting ready for, you know, the holidays and so forth and, you know, starting to bring goods in. So again, a bit like the pandemic, I think I said it last time, and the supply chain disruption, we're seeing similar disruption in normal trade flows. And it's affecting, you know, freight rates, and it's affecting, you know, the volumes and so forth with the carriers, and everybody's trying to adjust. So, yeah, with the front loading on Q1 and the volumes that, you know, everybody brought goods in trying to beat those April tariffs. And consequently, it made for a much quieter April and May. Mm-hmm. And everybody was kind of, again, hoping, waiting to see, are we going to push out those April tariffs, you know, beyond August. So, you know, we saw volumes, you know, steady through this Q2, but because people had a fair amount of inventory from Q1, it wasn't, you know, the volume that it traditionally is.
Yeah.
And now, of course, because they didn't get pushed out, they're panicking. So it's been a real challenge, I think, for everybody, again, both on the import and the export side, trying to forecast in any way on pricing, on the tariffs, and on the freight rates, which, again, have reacted to all this volatility.
I wonder if you can bring this down to the micro level in the Wisconsin household. Are we feeling the effects of tariffs here in Wisconsin as we go to the supermarket and to the store to buy new clothes? Or, you know, what goods could increase in prices, and is it showing yet?
I ask customers myself when we, you know, meet and talk about the challenges and, you know, somewhat out of curiosity and having a finger on the pulse with the industry, are you passing on the tariffs to your customer? Are you absorbing it? You know, how are you managing that? And again, keep in mind when it got paused, it went to 10%. So I won't say all companies, but I'd say most companies can absorb, not happily, but they can absorb a 10% increase. When you start getting into some of these higher dollar amounts, like, you know, in percentages like China and some of the other, you know, rate increases going on, that, you know, is a different conversation. Mm-hmm. And they certainly are passing on those rates and so forth. I mean, one of the bigger impacts that has been coming fast and furious is the steel and aluminum tariffs. And
50% tariffs on, yes, on steel and aluminum. And
Yeah. That is, and you know, we're a heavy manufacturing community in Wisconsin. And so certainly, again, you know, U.S. manufacturers, you talk about a ship, but their sources, you know, their raw materials are being impacted heavily. So, and to my understanding, some of the steel and material needed can't be sourced, you know, even, you know, within the U.S. So some definite challenges there. That certainly are increasing pricing and so forth, and you know, everything from, you know, machine goods and companies like, you know, Mercury Marines here and Kohler and so forth. And you know, while I can't speak on their behalf, I, you know, you certainly have to imagine some of those increase in costs are being passed on.
Very quickly, Sandy, as we wrap up, are customs officials keeping track at the borders as these tariffs shift and change?
You know, all of the customs officials are tasked with ensuring proper duties are assessed and so forth, and they have ramped up their keeping an eye, making sure importers aren't doing, you know, duty evasion and avoiding it. But at the same time, their programming is challenged to reconcile it all. So it's really prudent for importers to be informed on what the proper duties are and look for some of the legal loopholes in, you know, avoiding some of these tariffs and how to keep them to a minimum.
Sandy, thank you so much for the update. Appreciate it.
Oh, of course. Of course. Thank you for having me back.
Sandy Siegel, President and Managing Director of ME Day & Company in Milwaukee, with an update on tariffs.